Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Tuesday, March 10th. Wow, it's been a long few weeks as anxiety's been mounting over this coronavirus. No surprise that the virus has hit many businesses, especially those with global supply chains and companies that sell or rely on travel. But there's one company hit hard because of branding. Yes, you guessed it. That would be Corona, the maker of beer and hard seltzer. Its sales slowed tremendously because many Americans, it seems, are confused about the association between the beer and the virus. Oh, come on, they are not. The last couple of weeks, a misleading story went rather viral. It implied that Americans are so dumb that many of us believe the beer can cause the virus. That message, spread by a certain less-than-honest public relations firm, seemed to indicate that 16% of us are confused about the relationship between Corona the beer and Corona the disease that's killing people. It also implied that Corona's beer sales had fallen because of the virus. The story was so convincing that many major news outlets picked it up, including CNN, The New York Post, and Vice, among others. Not surprisingly, Twitter went gaga over this story. None of it's true. Let's talk for a minute about the difference between correlation and causation, shall we? Correlation means two things are happening at once, but may have little to do with each other. Causation means, well, okay, you get it. This is key to what happened. So a firm called 5WPR published a poll of more than 700 Americans. That poll asked questions about the coronavirus and about Corona, the brand. One of the findings, according to this firm, 38% of those polled said that they would not buy Corona beer under any circumstances now. As a writer for The Atlantic noted, the PR firm then went on to state without proof that the reason these respondents won't buy Corona is because of the virus. Not so. In fact, many or even all of those 38% may not have been Corona drinkers to begin with, as was reported in The Atlantic. They might not buy Corona regardless, but that's not how the PR firm chose to sell it. In fact, that firm trumpeted the so-called findings, saying, "Who would want to go into a bar right now and order a Corona?" Well, in fact, Corona sales have fallen. That's in part because sales of many beer brands are down in China at a time when beer sales usually climb. We're talking about the Lunar Brew Year, New Year. AbInBev, which distributes Corona outside of the U.S., forecast a 10% decline in sales in China because people are staying home. That's according to the fact-checking website Snopes. So that particular sales decline does appear to be a coronavirus effect, just not related to the name of Corona beer. What got much less play is a statement from Constellation Brands, which distributes Corona inside the U.S. In America, Constellation said sales grew 5% in the 4 weeks that ended February 16th. That's double the sales trend for the last year, Snopes reported. Constellation clearly felt it was necessary to correct the wild misconceptions. In a press release, the firm stated that its customers, quoting here, understand there's no link between the virus and our business. Exactly. Giving Constellation Brands even more headaches, however, was the unfortunate coincidence between its long-planned on-brand marketing campaign for hard seltzer and the growth of coronavirus. Constellation is spending $40 million on a marketing campaign to launch its new Corona hard seltzer in North America, according to industry publication Food Dive. Its slogan, "Coming ashore soon." The new campaign coincided with the first big warnings that coronavirus was coming ashore to countries outside China, including the U.S. Twitter, of course, reacted with many complaining that Corona's campaign was in bad taste. The hard seltzer market is booming, however. Rival White Claw did $1.5 billion in hard seltzer sales last year, according to CNBC. And so Constellation is sticking with its campaign. but we bet that its marketing folks have taken more than their fair share of headache medicine lately. As the coronavirus panic continues, be on the lookout not just for symptoms of the virus, but for symptoms of viral stories, which may not be everything they claim to be. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. Hey, listen, if you like our show, take a second and subscribe. That way you won't miss a single episode. Thanks so much for listening. I'm David Brown, and we'll be back with you tomorrow. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Takeoff 15 discount not applicable to partner-operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.